My name is Win-Win. I am 16 years old.
My name is David, and I'm 18.
My name is Chris, and I'm 17, and I go to Bushu.
The food in Bushu is so, like, we were, like, in jail or something. Like, you know, the food that people in jail always get was like that today. It wasn't cool at all. I didn't even eat it.
I gotta disagree with him, because jail food is way better, because I seen it. I watch this show on Netflix. It's about all the inmates, but school food is good. Sometimes when they bring tacos or nachos, not because I'm Hispanic, but because that's the only good thing they do.
I think Bashir should have more food. It's the same pizza, hamburger every single day.
I don't bring my own food to school because I don't know if that's something that you are able to do, because they take all your candy or whatever. So I don't know if I take the time to bring food out of my house, they're gonna take it or do something with it.
It depends on what kind of food you bring. Like, some teacher, they'll take your chips or like your drink if it's open. But like last time, I packed my own lunch, but like it has to be in the bag so that they know that is for your lunch.
They take it because some kids, they think they're like too smart and they put drugs or cigarettes in it. It's almost unbelievable.
I don't think like the food is nasty. It's just like sometimes like they have the same food. So I don't eat the school lunch. I'll wait until I get home.
It's cool though. Like sometimes the breakfast and lunch help you. But I think they just change the food. Like not the same food every day.
In the American Republic, we had choices to have different food or whatever. You would just fill an application, I guess. This is my first time in a public school, because every single year I've been in private schools over there in my country. And I guess that they serve us this kind of food because we don't actually pay for our education. It's the government. And I guess we don't have choice, I guess, to select what kind of food we want or whatever, because like I said, we're not paying for nothing.
In Jamaica, like, you gotta bring your own food, and if you don't bring your own food, you're gonna be starving the whole day. There's no like the deal here in America, so it's just different. Like, you bring home food in the morning, or if you got your money and like a long time, you can go outside and at the campus and buy your own food, or just share with your homeboys. They can hook you up with the food and you can eat like that. So same thing like Africa. In Africa, there's no food. You just go to school and learn. After school, you go straight up home and eat, and coming back in the morning, do that same thing.
When I first came to public school, like, everything was different because the public school are like low income, and I came from a district school, Whitehall. Over there, they had like more opportunity, like in school, to do like more things. About the lunch, they have more variety of choice to choose, like what you want to eat. There's like a Subway place, and you can make your own sandwich and stuff.
If we would have been a private school, whatever, that's why they have Subway, Pizza Hut, because their parents have to work hard and pay the school probably more than the government does.
I think they should change it and bring some cool food people can eat and can enjoy themselves.